Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and today I'm here with Sandra.
Hi everyone.
Now, today we are talking about how we are always thinking. Sandra, are you always thinking?
Yes, yeah. Always thinking. But thinking is a good thing because yes. Thinking is how we solve our problems and how we're creative and how we reflect on things. So thinking is a great thing.
That is
we
true.
We need to have time to think.
We do. But I suppose I was getting at this week, it's good to do thinking and we all do our thinking, but we don't want to overthink and we don't want to be weighed down by our thoughts.
Yeah.
So it all started, I was looking on social media, as I can have a habit to do sometimes, you know, the endless scrolling. And a friend of mine had posted a link to this particular research about the mental load of mothering. And it just kind of got my interest. So I thought, oh, I'll have a look. And it was like six pictures and you just read through these pictures. And it was all about how we're thinking 24/7. We always have things on our mind, always planning, strategizing. And I just saw it and then went, oh, yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And then didn't think much more. And then I went out to hang my washing. And as I'm hanging out my washing, I'm thinking about, okay, I've got to make this appointment for Hannah and I've got to tell Ronan, my husband, to do this and I've got to then talk to my mum about this and then for work I need to do X, Y and Z. And I stopped literally as I'm hanging up a singlet or something, hanging it up, I literally stopped in my tracks and went, Emma, you're doing the thing on the post. You're doing it. You're doing it right now. And like have you ever caught yourself in those kind of,
yeah, you know, absolutely.
Yeah. And so I stopped myself and I actually felt like the Holy Spirit say to me, Emma, this is what you should share on in one of your next heartbeats, that we do this constantly and all the time. Are you the same?
Yes, absolutely. I go into cycles of, we'll call it overthinking, but I tend to call it worrying.
Yeah.
When just everything just swells around and around and around. But the only thing that stops it often is just saying, I've got to stop it.
Yeah.
Just being aware of my thoughts, I guess, and not letting them just carry on from one worry to the next Sometimes I just actually write a list of all the things that are on my mind. I don't solve them. And then I can just walk away from that list.
But you've got it written down.
That's it. I might never go back to that list. Yeah. It isn't even my list to solve what problems I'm solving. Yeah. They're just like, okay, they're written down now. I can like move on.
Yeah. Which is good. I've actually heard about that. Sometimes if you're praying, I heard someone say once, because your mind can wander in prayer, we'll have a piece of paper next to you and just write down as you go those things on the list, because that way you can then go, okay, I'll deal with them later. Yeah. I'm focusing on prayer. That makes me think of that. And that can
be a reason people don't pray sometimes, because they feel so distracted that they actually just end up going far away from prayer and they can't come back.
Because I was thinking about all the things today, Sandra, that I have on my mind, if we're talking about what we're thinking nonstop. It's a combination of jobs I need to do, things I'm trying to make a decision on, pre-planning things for the future, like that you know are coming up. Are you happy for me to share you my list? Okay.
Yeah.
So the first one is I need to ring the respiratory nurse at the children's hospital, because last night my daughter has what's called a CPAP machine, which helps her breathe at night. She's been having so much fun with it, she's broken part of it. So I need to ring the nurse to like, can I have an extra piece, please? I'm actually going to ask for two or three because I feel like it's going to happen again. So that's like, you know, on my head. I'm like, okay, I need to, you know, leave here today by a certain time because then I've got to go to Hannah's physio appointment. I need to think about advertising our next time with Rosemary. You know, that's coming up in 2 weeks. So I'll tell you all about it later. Don't you worry. I've got things I need to edit. I've got social media I need to do. I need to remember to tell my husband to ring our friend who we're going to dinner with tonight, because our friend who we're taking out to dinner, he's 80 and he's starting to forget sometimes a few things. So we want to give him a call earlier in the day to remind him we're picking him up for dinner tonight. So, but I have to remind Ronan to tell him, You know, I need to, you know, text my sister about something. I need to figure out when I'm going to help my brother to paint his house. And I could go on.
I'm exhausted just hearing your list.
I know. But we all do it. Yeah. And it's constant. And I felt like when God was speaking to me, it's not necessarily about the specific things, but it's about the fact that we're weighed down by so many things.
Mm. And like, they just get replaced by the next thing.
Yes. It's not like that's right. Yeah. As we might tick something off our list. And then there are things that are never ticked off the list because they are circumstances that are constant and continue. Mm. And I just felt like God say to me, I don't want you to live like that.
Mm.
Just this burden weighed down. And I don't even think we realize we're doing it. We just are doing it all the time. Which made me come to sharing on the scripture of Matthew 11:28, which is, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And just about going to God with all those thoughts and saying, God, I need you to come into this and I need your rest in this.
Mm.
But how do you think we practically actually do that?
A bit of it comes back to, I think, what we talked about in the last couple of weeks, which is just our prayer life.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone's going well with their 21-day challenge.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
I've already had to do one prayer of forgive me for missing that day. I think starting your day in prayer or ending your day in prayer, whichever you're choosing to do, I think that time of reflecting and sort of laying it down is I've got one prayer that I say a lot, which is, Jesus, I surrender everything to you. Take care of everything. Because you know how, like, your list is just, you know, huge, but we've all got lists like that. Yeah. Like, things for today, things for this week, things for this month, things for next month. Like, it's all just there.
Yeah.
So I can't list all those things that I need taken care of. So I'll literally be like, Jesus, take care of everything. And that just gives me a sense of peace.
Mm,
and I think we're meant to be living in that peaceful place, not the place where everything's racing around in our minds.
Yeah, and it becomes, well, it can become too much, or we're run by that as opposed to having God be the one who's directing and running everything in our lives.
Mm.
And also, what I've written down here in just my notes was just the words consumed by our thoughts.
Mm.
Like, we can
was that if we are constantly thinking, it's like we're hearing too much of our own voice. Is our own voice repeating over and over to ourselves, and that's kind of like taking up a space which could be God's voice or God's or the Holy Spirit prompting us or pointing us or even solving some of those things. But it's just our voice talking to ourselves all the time, which is, we're not meant to be that dependent on ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, we can't be.
We need to give it to God. I was thinking when we were going to prepare for this today, I was thinking how one of our first heartbeats, so over a year ago now, Rosemary shared on thoughts and just how powerful our thoughts are. But how then, I was just reading through some of the notes for that particular heartbeat video, and I was thinking how she shared that we can then use our thoughts, though, to have God come into us more. So,
of course,
reminding us, like in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm. So when you've got all these thoughts going on and maybe you're starting to feel weighed down by them, well, let's then shift our thought to a scripture you might know in that moment to help have God's voice come into us, into us more.
So sometimes it's good to have too much on your plate, because that is a time you might go to God.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're sailing along, I'm doing great, might not.
God
uses those times.
Yeah. I was also thinking about how much time do I waste with just unnecessary thoughts of going down the rabbit warren of scenarios, that conversations that might occur but then don't, like, you know, just so much time wasted that I could be, or putting it into actually doing something useful. What else? Is there anything else that you'd like to share about this topic specifically?
There's a couple of things. One scripture that I have come back to when I've been feeling like I'm overthinking is Philippians 4:6-13, and it's Paul, and he's talking about how as Christians we need to stop overthinking.
Yep.
And he gives like three instructions. Don't worry about anything, but be grateful and put your trust in something greater than you. And I think that's you know, something that kind of calms my thoughts, if you like, because I'm not, I know I'm not meant to be that person worrying all the time. And then he goes on to say that when we do that, we'll experience peace. And that's, I think we're all like, we want that,
yeah,
that
we
peace.
Desire that.
And it's also peace that's not earthly peace. It's
peace
that comes from God. And I think more we're stressing over the things, the less we're allowing that peace in our lives. And I also think, I know that God knew that we would suffer from anxiety. That's why those things are in the scriptures to remind us that we've got God. But I heard a prayer at Mass, and it's a prayer we say every week. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Grant us peace in your day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. So if we're saying that, protect us from all anxiety. So God knew that we would have that anxiety. But I guess the challenge is, are we waiting in joyful hope? Like are we those people
waiting
in joyful hope? Because I feel like when we're overthinking and we're worrying, we're not those people.
I like that. I like to remind, to get a reminder myself that the Mass that I go to every week has these amazing prayers to help me in
that
my
speak
life.
To you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because unfortunately, sometimes, because it's the same, essentially the same, what's the word? Routine
the
or
order of service.
Order,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the right
yeah.
word. Yeah. Every week, it can be easy to just gloss over.
Definitely.
So just to be reminded, wow, that God right there is like right there in your everyday, like you said, he knew we would suffer anxiety. I love that. Yeah, I love those reminders. That also makes me think, waiting in joyful hope. I wanted to mention today and let everyone know that our ministry, Bruce Downs Catholic Ministry, which is the larger organization that Heart Ministry is a part of, is actually starting an Advent series this week coming.
Yes, on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to our website, heartministryforwomen.com, there will be a photo there and a picture of Advent that you can click on, and you can register for that. And what it is, it's a daily video series that comes out. Bruce will just record a short 10-minute video that you can watch each day. It doesn't matter what time of day you watch, but it will just really help you get ready for this Advent season, or be in this Advent season, and I suppose be really present to what God wants to do. Is that what you would say, Sandra?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at this time of year, we're all, I mean, I'm excited. It's nearly tree week. Thinking about presents, you know, dress for Christmas. I've like started thinking of all of these things, but I love that we get that chance to like spiritually prepare.
Yeah.
Because that's more important.
Yeah, yeah, that's
unfortunately
right.
I've already started all
the other
stuff,
bit. I can feel it building in me, like this excitement. So I agree. And it's interesting, as I'm getting older, I feel like I'm reflecting more on these times in our life, like these moments that we get every year, that they just come in this cycle. But what does it really mean? And God, what do you want to do in me? And I'm trying to be more intentional. So certainly everyone who's listening, go check out the Advent series. It will be absolutely fantastic, and it will certainly give you a different experience for Christmas this year as you prepare your hearts for that. And then the next thing I want to let you know about is A Time with Rosemary is coming up in just a fortnight's time. Once again, go to our website, heartministryforwomen.com, and you'll be able to see it right there. Big banner, Time with Rosemary. Click on that. And she's just got an amazing message she wants to share with us all about joy to the world. And that's certainly another thing that you can add into your...
I encourage everyone to listen to that message as soon as you can.
Yeah. So get into that. And we need to finish with our weekly challenge though, Sandra. So I've written down, but you're welcome to give me your thoughts as well. I've said the weekly challenge is ask God to come into your thoughts and your planning. But maybe I'm trying to think if there's another practical way that we can ask God to come into all these things, or the overthinking that we're doing. Maybe it can be to go and read Philippians 4:6-13, like you said, because that's actually one of my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible. Because it does, covers, like, you know, anxiety, stress, God giving you peace. But then also the next bit is think about higher things.
Yeah.
Think, like, have your thoughts be godly thoughts.
Mm.
So I actually think let's do that as the weekly challenge this week.
Which you can't do. You can't actually do that unless if your own thoughts are just running through your life.
Yeah. So go take some time in this 21-day prayer challenge that we're still in.
Yeah.
And take some time to reflect on Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 13, and really ask God to come into your thoughts so that you have his thoughts helping you throughout your thoughts for the day.
Mm.
So we hope that little chat has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again. Thank you, Sandra, for being with us for the last few weeks.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Wonderful. I'm hoping to have you again next year, Sandra. I'm just putting it out there already, okay? It's out there. Lovely. Everyone's heard it. So we hope that you've had a really blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.